God's word in the New Living Translation says this: Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to your lustful desires. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, since you have been given new life, and use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you are free by God's grace. So since God's grace has let us free from the law, does this mean that we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master? You can choose sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God and receive His approval. Thank God, once you were slaves of sin, now you have obeyed with all your heart the new teaching that God has given to you. Now you are free from sin, your old master, and you have become slaves to the new master of righteousness. I speak this way using illustration of slaves and master because it's easy to understand. Before, you let yourself be slaves of impurity and lawlessness. Now you must choose to be slaves of righteousness so that you will become holy. In those days when you were slaves of sin, you weren't controlled or concerned with doing what is right. And what was the result? It was not good. Since now you are ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do things that lead to holiness as a result of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 23, New Living Translation.